Hello. I'm back from the pub and I've had beer, but sadly I don't have chips. And that made me think, excuse me, that made me think about this thing that I read the other day about beer and chips. And I thought I would share it with you before you go to sleep. It's Nigel Slater, and it's what he thinks about chip butties. So, here you are. The chip butty. If you are making chips at home for a chip butty, then all I can say is that you are a real hero. My need for this starch marathon is usually confined to when I've had too much to drink and not enough to eat. It is Sod's Law that not all pubs serving good beer also serve good food. No amount of cheese and onion crisps will soak up a whole evening's drink, which is when the butty comes into its own. Ideally, you pick up the chips on the way home, spread an absurdly generous amount of butter on the bread, and then pile on the chips. And the crux of the matter is the temperature of the chips, which must still be hot enough to melt the butter. Salty, buttery fingers are an indescribably good feast when you're a bit pissed, especially if they are someone else's.